B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Not for everyone.
Yeah, apparently. When you hear that song, what's the first thing that comes into your head, Pebbles?
Happiness.
Happiness. Okay, that's a good one. Leroy?
Children. Just children with smiles on their face.
Oh, the happiest place on earth, right? Disney. Fun. Good times. Family moments. If you're our producer, Mark.
Darkness. Fear. Anxiety.
Oh my God.
Fear and anxiety from It's a Small World.
I can't. Okay. So Mark was away with his family last week. And part of your vacation, you went to Disney World.
Yep.
And you have two young children.
Yep. A baby and a three-year-old.
Okay.
Ray. Now, Ray. Oh. Right oh. there alone.
Send those prayers this way. I needed them.
Yep.
Lord.
And the first thing we were asking you about this morning was how, well, because I'm a Disney freak. I go at least once a year.
Yep.
And I was curious how your trip to Disney was. And you were immediately, fear came upon your face. Your eyes were like super wide. And I was like, what's wrong with you?
And I planned that whole trip about around just how long each segment is going to take for me to get out of there. And like, I would be on the roller coasters. I'd be like, okay, this is going to take 10 minutes. It's going to take 3 minutes. And then everything was going smoothly up until this last damn ride with the Small World crap. Like,
right. It's already, like, the smallest, most, I mean, slowest.
Yes.
It's just like a boat ride all the way around
right.
the world with, you know, really old things
yes.
in it's, there.
Listen,
I love it, but
I'm obsessed with fast roller coasters. Mm-hmm. That ride makes me want to gouge my eyes out. It's one of the most boring rides. But Pebbles, I know people love it, like, because it's just very yeah. traditional Disney, and people really love that ride. But... Not Mark.
Yeah, so
you really, for real, like when you go on a ride like that, you like sit there and like kind of like try to count how long it's going to take for you to get out.
I just don't like being stuck in places, and I always need an exit strategy. So we get on, It's a Small World, and again, it's the most basic effing ride on the planet, right? And babies are on it, right? My baby's on there with me. And, you know, we're going through this. The music's playing. I think it's cool, right? And then 5 minutes pass, and I'm like, we're still on this thing. So then I start Googling how long is It's a Small
Shut
World.
How long is it?
15 minutes.
Is it really?
15 minutes comes up. So at this point, I start hyperventilating because I'm like,
what?
I just want to get off the ride. Like, I'm sick of the music. I'm sick of all the characters. It's in the dark. I want to get the F off right now. So I'm strategizing. Can I jump over?
There's
water everywhere. And I looked at my Fitbit, and my heart rate was 125.
Okay.
It's a Small World.
You do realize that's not healthy.
Yo, I was a hot mess.
Are you ready for this one?
I was a hot mess, yeah.
I have a friend who got stuck on that.
Oh, God.
Like,
dude.
What would you have done if you got stuck on that?
If there's a hell, if I was a bad person in this world and there's a hell and I end up there, I will be on It's a Small World and the boats are stuck on 93.
Hold on, I have one more too. So a few years back, so one of my cheer teams, we were at Disney, and I don't know if you guys have been on Expedition Everest. It's in the Animal Kingdom. No. It's a roller coaster, and you know when you go into the top on a roller coaster, my entire team got stuck on Expedition Everest as it was about to go over the very first hill. So they're all just here on a slant. I have a picture of it on my Facebook. They're like on a slant. Sitting there for about 30 minutes, and they had to be escorted off the ride. Like, the security people, like, had to literally come in one by one. Nope. They had to be walked off the ride. And so I guess I can understand people that have certain anxiety when it comes to stuff like that.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.